Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. The enduring debt ceiling debate in Washington is making a growing number of people here in New England concerned about their retirement savings.
Almost all the clients who are nervous are older.
That's John LeBlanc, the financial advisor at Modera Wealth Management in Boston. His advice to clients, stay the course.
We've only had one client who wanted to reallocate their portfolio.
But that number could change quickly as Washington politicians continue to bicker ahead of the fast-approaching deadline. 90.9 WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story of one local investor who has already taken his retirement savings into his own hands.
Richard Short is sitting at his dining room table. It's an apartment, the second floor of a Somerville house. He's retired, he's 66 years old, and he's worried.
I guess the reason is really that I don't know how this is going to play out. You know, we're playing a roulette wheel on some level. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Short says he's heard all the same news reports you have about the debt ceiling, about how the nation's credit is just so crucial, about how there's just no way those D.C. politicians would let the deadline pass without doing something. But he's also been listening to what the Republicans and Democrats are saying.
It sounds like trying to work on a peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. You know, it just, you dance around it like you're so willing and all that, but nothing happens.
Short thought to himself, you know what? They are going to screw it up. And he can't afford that. His retirement savings, like a lot of people's, took a big hit during the financial crisis a few years ago. Remember, that's when a lot of things happened that people said would never happen. So this time, before anything could happen, Short decided to liquidate.
Well, I probably moved 10 to 15% of my stock holdings into cash.
That's enough for him to live on for a while, but it's not everything. It's not all his retirement savings.
That doesn't mean that if things get worse, I won't do more, but I'm not panicking.
Short thinks there won't be a complete disaster, but no real solution either. He's banking on at least a partial default on the nation's debt, or maybe a temporary Band-Aid agreement, or that credit agencies would downgrade U.S. debt anyway. Now, Short knows that if he's wrong, that if there is a lasting agreement and Wall Street rallies next week, he'll lose money by having taken it out of the stock market. Even so, he's not hoping for a failed compromise.
No, I don't want it to be worse. I want it to be better. I don't mind losing money if it turns out to be better, to tell you the truth.
But at this point, he doesn't have faith that both sides are going to look past their political interests to do what he thinks is best for the country. And that's why Richard Short, a 66-year-old from Somerville, is trying to protect his retirement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.